Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Pedicures with Hazel B. I'm your host, Hazel B. And today we want to talk about past trauma. It's going to be a little brief one, but very real and to the point. I don't think people really realize how much past trauma really affects your daily life. You know, it can affect your life in a positive way, but it also can affect you in such a negative way, depending on how you've processed that trauma. You know, sometimes people have this trauma that they've never had an opportunity to process, you know, and sometimes when you haven't had an opportunity to process what's happened in that past, whether it be something domestic violence related or any sort of violence or just witnessing something, you being in an accident or you being subjected to rejection, whatever it is, it's a trauma that you've experienced. And if you haven't had a chance to truly process that, it can appear in various forms. And today, I just wanted to kind of highlight one particular past trauma that really affects people, and that is rejection. You know, I don't think a lot of people really realize that when a person is being rejected, it is something that it's unwanted. Like, no one wants to be rejected. No one wants to feel rejected. But when it happens, it truly is unwelcomed. But the way I see it is when a person is being rejected, it's actually opening doors to things that were not things that you actually thought possible. So the way I see it is, when one door has been closed, there's always another door cracked or open that you've walked past or that maybe you haven't even discovered. And a lot of times we put ourselves in spaces where, no, we need to have this. This is something that I must have. And we can relate this to different aspects in our lives, whether it be a job opportunity, whether it be a relationship, whether it just be, you know, getting into a college of your choice or getting that internship you wanted or, you know, having that opportunity. And we have to look at things in a light of what is for me will be mine. Those things that are meant to be for me, I will have. Those things that are not for me, I won't. And be okay with that. Be accepting of that. Because when you can truly be accepting of those things, oftentimes you have an opportunity to grow and learn from those past rejections. Maybe in your young adulthood, you had an opportunity to be bold, be brave, seek out that guy you thought was going to be the guy for you, the one that would get on his knees and say, "Will you?" And you just realize that. And now that you're older, you're much mature, you're like, "Oh my gosh, what was I thinking?" Yes, what were you thinking? What were you thinking in those moments? But now you found your prince charming or your king or queen or your person, your partner, the person that's going to guide you and support you and lift you up in ways you never thought you'd be lifted up, maybe physically. But that is a tale for another story. There are some strong men out there. Yes, there are. But that is neither here nor there, and we won't go into that topic. But I will say this, you have to be patient, and optimism is really important for growth. When you're optimistic about your life, your future, the path that you can take, there's so many wonderful opportunities waiting on the other side of things. I've been rejected I don't know how many times, but it's always brought me back to a space where I've gotten exactly what I needed. Maybe not what I wanted at the moment because I didn't know how to appreciate it, but I got exactly what was needed for me. And in those moments, it made me so I questioned things. And now I look around it and I realize, like, you know what? this is exactly what I needed. This is my peace. This brings me peace. This is putting me on a path. You know, yeah, maybe I was terrified in the beginning, but now that I have it, I realize the appreciation I have for it. So I don't ponder on those past traumas, those past rejections, those things that maybe I didn't get or obtain, because I realized those things weren't for me. And now that I have what I do have, I'm super excited. I get excited. And it wouldn't have allowed me to get in a space where I'm running my own companies. You know, I have my own business. You know, and if you ever are looking for a speaker, hit me up. You know, you can find me on the website. I have a website. It's www.camelconsultingllc.com. I'm always open for speaking engagement. I'm always there to lend an awesome ear. I'm in a space where I can create and do what I love to do because I love to talk. I love to be a part of different things. And in this space, I know I can do me. I can do what I love to do. You can also find me on my various platforms. I'm on Facebook, TikTok. You can find me on LinkedIn at Camel Consulting LLC. Yeah. So with that, I hope you all have a wonderful, awesome day. Thank you for tuning in with Pedicure for Hazel. Pedicures with Hazel B. Have an awesome day, you all.